This sounds for everyone who looks younger than their actual age, and people don't believe them when you tell them how old you are.
See, that neck gave it away. Yeah, the old neck gave it away. How old do y'all think she is? She trying to stunt? Look, if she's 50, I would be impressed. She looks younger than 50. I'll give her that. If she's in her 40s, early 40s, it's not really impressive. Because she looked like she in her early 40s. She's not a bad looking woman, though. Too old to be on TikTok. Let me know in the comment section how old you think she looked.
Girls that followed me, they were like, what the fuck? Like, you're doing porn now? Right. I had a lot of girls, like, mad at me. A lot of, like, my YouTube subscribers, like, they were mainly girls. They were, like, slut-shaming me so bad.
Really?
Yeah, 100%.
Because I feel like you probably have a lot of really young girls in the makeup world and stuff, too, who really don't understand you making this decision.
Yeah, they would comment and be like, what happened to the good Christian girl?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's still like, here, guys.
Yeah, this is how women lead other women. They lead them to the depths of hell. She had young Christian girls looking up to her. Cut the right check, she'll throw all that away. Yeah, she'll throw all that away. She don't have any problem misleading the youth, the Christian youth. And see, with a lot of women, it's not even about the money. Because I'm sure she was making money doing whatever she was doing on YouTube and she has an audience, but she just wanted to fulfill her whole nature. It wasn't even about the money. That's what's sad.
What's one thing you're proud to say that you taught him?
I am proud to say that I've taught him, given him like really good financial advice on saving.
You give me some advice, but I don't listen to it.
Okay, on one hand, it was childish. On the other hand, I see where he was coming from. Like, bitch, look, I don't need you to lead me financially. You know what I mean? I've been getting money for a long time and I actually have talent. I don't need you to tell me, you know, what to do with my money. And I don't know if he felt emasculated, you know, in front of the camera with her trying to make it seem like she was his financial guru. But I see where he was coming from. But now he's online begging for the bitch back. So I guess I got to take those points back from you, Kanye. Now, this is what I be trying to get through to incels. Once you finally get the bitch, you'll see that they overhyped. And he playing this game or some shit, and he got a moderately attractive woman in his bed. But after he hit that a couple times, he's bored with it. And think about how all these incel dudes are making their whole life about, oh, I can't get a girl, I can't get a girl. Look, once you get them, you'll realize the hype was not real. They fucking annoying once you get them. And the crazy thing is the fact that he's ignoring her and doing his own thing, that's going to be the thing to make her stay and want to fight for his attention. That's how women work. If he was all up in her ass and kissing her butt all the time, she'd be trying to get away from him and cheating on him and all that.
Oh, yeah.
I have a genuine question for all men. All sexually active men, I should say.
Yeah, so many dudes out here that's not getting laid these days. Only the top 10-20% of guys in modern times is really getting laid like that. But don't worry about it, fellas. Focus on something else. Get your money up. You can always buy a bitch later.
What?
How cool is it that you just get to, like, live for free?
What do you mean?
Like, last night, we went downtown. You didn't have to pay for anything. I just had this revelation while I was peeing. And tonight you got sushi. You didn't pay a thing. Your whole life is free.
Okay.
I want that.
That's not true. I pay my own rent.
But everything else is free. Your whole lifestyle is free.
Yeah, but that's... I said thank you.
He's having a mind-blowing epiphany right now. But no, dude, you'll never be able to have that. You're a man. Men are disposable in society. You know why? Because one man can impregnate 10 women and keep the society going. If we only got one woman and 10 men, something happened to that woman, shit. It's a wrap for humankind. Women get to just exist and be valued for existing. Men have to bring something to the table to be considered valued by their peers or by women.
I, 23M, am in a difficult situation with my so, 22F. We've been dating for 6 years. We started towards the end of high school and continued through the entirety of my college education. I graduated in December and moved across the country to start my first job out of college. My so graduates this August after she's done with an internship this summer, so there's some element of a short-term long-distance relationship at play here. She just visited for spring break, only to drop a bombshell on me. I mean, we are talking completely out of left field here, but more on why I think that later. She told me that she caught feelings for another guy back home, also that she wasn't sure if she ever felt love due to the young age we both were when the relationship started, about 16-17, and hasn't felt happy in our relationship for quite some time. A complete emotional wreck, I attempted to figure out as much as possible why she's come to feel this way. Apparently, she's gone through some kind of major personality change, driven mostly by this one guy, and she doesn't think that we can reconcile the differences to preserve what we've built over the last 6 years. Even stranger, when she first described him to me, she said we were so similar it's like I never left. So like, what are the differences we can't reconcile if we're that similar? She seems to think that being happy with me is an impossibility going forward. I'm completely floored by this.
I mean, this just proves that anytime you're in a long-distance situation with a woman, especially a young woman like 22, who got all the options in the world, she's probably going to hop on another dick and catch feelings for another guy. The long-distance thing just almost never works. A 22-year-old girl and a 22-year-old man are in that range. The female has all the power if she's attractive, because she has every guy in the world basically trying to get with her. So the chances of a 22, 23-year-old man keeping a relationship with a 22, 23-year-old attractive girl is really slim, dude. She got a million guys in the inbox, possibly celebrities, rich dudes, and then y'all long distance too. The chances of you keeping that together, real slim. I mean, I know this hurts. 6 years is a long time. But she might have been entertaining other offers for 6 years. Who knows? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. She finally just gave in. That long distance is what pushed her over the edge, I'm sure, but let's continue.
Not only is this situation quite honestly the first hiccup in our entire time together, like seriously, we haven't really ever fought about anything because we've always been good about compromise and problem resolution. We were talking about engagement rings and getting married literally weeks ago in February. It was a conversation that ended up with her being so happy she almost broke into tears. She even went and found out her ring size for me. She's never been one to be wishy-washy with her feelings or with the way she feels about me, and is certainly not the kind of person who's ever given me mixed signals before.
Well, what woman wouldn't be happy to hear about potentially getting married? Most women dream of that, even though she's currently entertaining another guy. You saying that probably made her think, well, maybe I should just leave that other guy alone. But it wasn't that simple, obviously. But this is the emotional roller coaster that women are on day in and day out. That's why women just aren't stable people. So it's really hard, especially these days, to build something stable and solid with a woman.
I really think that we can fix things this summer.
No.
I think she's confused about her emotions for this other guy and she's seeking out short-term happiness, a fixable problem.
No, it's not fixable. And most women are seeking short-term happiness, and that's why they file for divorce at a 70% rate. The moment they're not happy, it's time to jump ship. There's some women out there who are solid, but most aren't, and she's proven that she's not. If she'll do this to you now, even if y'all get back together, who's to say she won't do it in 5 years, 10 years, or after y'all had kids? Let me know what you guys think about this in the comment section. Until next time.